What is your favorite TV show when you were a kid? Growing up. Something that you couldn't miss. Every week, you had to watch it. Mine was The $6 Million Man. Oh, wow, I loved that show. Holy fuck, everything I did. Oh, my God. If, like, you know, I was lifting something, you know, I had to do my chores, everything was... I loved it. Even at school, like, if the school bully was, like, you know, chasing me to give me a shit kicking, I would, like, run in a slow motion like Steve Austin, like, and I would always get caught and get a shit kicking. I thought, why does it work for Steve Austin but not me? I was, like, so invested in that show, you know? And I remember my sister, her favorite show, my younger sister, was Little House on the Prairie. Do you remember that show? Where, like, they lived out in the prairie and, you know, it was kind of like an updated version of the Waltons with the Ingalls family and stuff. I fucking hated that show. Holy fuck, did I hate that show. I think we're on, like, Sunday night or something. And, oh, fuck, I hated that. My two sisters would watch it religiously. And when I was, like, a kid, I was, like, in a heavy metal band. I had the guitar. I had, a rip-off Les Paul guitar, you know. And I had this fucking huge fucking Marshall amp, which was the real deal. It wasn't a ripoff. I worked pushing carts at the local supermarket, and I bought this thing. And this thing was so fucking loud. I swear to God, man, if you turned it to 6, the pitches would fall off the wall and the plaster would crack. I'm not kidding. And every Sunday, when my sisters went to watch The Little House on the Prairie, I think we're on, like, about 7 o'clock, I would fucking, you know, because our TV rec room was in the basement, and my bedroom was in the basement where I rehearsed, was in the basement. So, like I said, we were in this metal band, and we'd do some Sabbath covers, you know, with Ronnie Dio. We'd do some Ozzy, Nugent, Zeppelin, some Aerosmith, a bit of Sweet. Does anybody remember that band Sweet, The Sweet? They had some good fucking tunes. There was this one called Sweet F.A. that we used to do. And it was like, Sweet F.A., never gonna take it, Sweet F.A. If she don't spread her legs, I'm gonna bust her face, Sweet F.A., never gonna take it. Yeah, they weren't the most politically correct song, but we were like 12, 13 years old. We were all still fucking virgins. So I remember we did it at the grade 7 talent show. It was called Star Maker. Like, we were going to become stars. I wonder what the teachers were all thinking, you know? We're up on stage, and I'm swinging my mic around and fucking the amp with my guitar going, if she don't spread her legs, I'm going to break her face. Fuck, to be a kid in non-politically correct times. But you get the idea. We did really heavy stuff with a lot of feedback, really sort of, you know, heavy. And whenever fucking Little House on the Prairie came on, I would fucking flip the switch on my Marshall amp. I'd pull out my fucking replica Les Paul, and I would start fucking playing along with the theme to the Little House on the Prairie, but I would, like, play it Hendrix style. And I would, like, just, I would, anybody who knows anything about guitar, how to play guitar, I would just hit the first string, pluck the first string, and then I would play the rest of the theme just with the feedback from my amp. And I would come up to the amp and I'd be going, you know, wah, 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 wah. And it would be so fucking loud, my ears would hurt, my sisters be crying, and I would, like, fucking be up against the amp, fucking it like Hendrick does, and all the feedback, really getting into it. My sister be crying, and they'd be going, Dad, Dad. And I was really clever, because before I'd started, I knew it was coming on. It was 7 o'clock. I would go lock the upstairs door so my dad couldn't come in. I could hear him banging. Dad Bug, you turn that fucking thing off. And I think to myself now, fuck, I was cruel. But I just fucking, because I hated the show so much, I could probably still play it to this day. But, fuck, and then my dad would finally get the door open, because you had to fucking go and you had to get a screwdriver. You could stick, you know those doors where you get the hole? There's a hole in it, and if you stick like a screwdriver or something, you can open it. And my dad would fucking run in and he would fucking yell and my daughters be crying and I mean, my sisters would be crying. And then the next day when I would go practice, the cord of my Marshall amp would mysteriously be gone. It'd be missing. And this is how my dad used to do. This is how my dad used to fuck with me. He would just go out and plug the back of the amp and take it and hide the cord. So I couldn't fucking play. I had no amplification. And then I'd say, Dad, where's the cord to my amp? And he would play stupid. He just had this little smile on his face and go, I don't know. I don't know where it is. And I go, come on, Dad, stop fucking around. I don't know. I don't know. And it would usually go for missing for about like a week or two. Sometimes two if I really pissed him off. If I locked the door, it would be gone 2 weeks. But, you know, I was such an asshole as a kid. I never learned. As soon as that fucking cord was back in, I just plugged it in. The whole fucking the amp and the stick of my tongue out. The cord would go missing again. I just enjoyed torturing my family. You know, some kids are like that. You just get off on torturing my family. But yeah, so tell me, what was your favorite show that you couldn't miss as a kid? I don't know, maybe the Cabbage Patch Dolls or I remember my parents, they always used to watch Dallas with my sisters. They loved it religiously. I think that was on, I don't know, maybe Friday night or was it Thursday night? I can't remember. Or was it even Sunday? I can't remember. But they used to watch it. I never got into it. And I wouldn't dare play the theme song for Dallas on my guitar because my dad wouldn't take the cord. If I fucked with his television time, he would break my guitar. So I didn't mess with that. And welcome to another episode of Getting to Know the Dead, and I am your host, Deadbug. And why, thank you very much. And as you can tell, for any first-time listeners, this is the show where I lament about torturing my family. Among other things. It's mostly just about me lamenting about torture in my family. I have so many tales to tell. That's why it's called Getting to Know the Dead. But the first thing I want to do is I want to welcome all new patrons. Welcome. Yeah. Let's have a big hand. Look at that. And I know there's a few of you joining, which is great. Our numbers are growing. We are becoming stronger and invincible. So thank you for making the effort to be here. And I know that Patreon can be a bit daunting at first, and there's some technical issues and stuff. If you have any problems finding your way around or figuring out how to do things, and the most common issue seems to be people saying it says you can't watch something or whatever, ask the question below. Just ask, and one of our resident experts will gladly help you. So just state your issue there. Don't message me because, again, I don't know too much about it. Because don't forget, I'm the sort of the creator and you're signing up. So for me, I can basically view everything, so I can't replicate that issue. But like I said, if you say your problem in the comments section, someone will gladly help you. Now, you know, speaking of experts, is anybody out there an expert on eBay? You know, I've used eBay. You know, it's not difficult. It's not fucking rocket science. And, you know, it's good for picking up things, isn't it? Like, if you remember something, like, from your childhood, you think, oh, I'm going to check. And you can find it. You can find anything there. And you get some pretty good, you know, some pretty sweet deals. But, you know, something recently that really, you know, I was talking about $6 Million Man. I've been watching $6 Million Man reruns recently. And I'm one of those people that when I sit down and watch television, it has to be brain dead. You know, and $6 Million Man is so fucking ridiculous. Especially when you watch it as an adult, I think, holy shit, you gotta suspend not only reality to watch it, you gotta suspend your brain cells. You know, especially since it's a long time ago, but I still like it. You know, sue me. And I thought to myself, I'm gonna get myself, because when I was a kid, I had a $6 million man doll. You know, well, they didn't call them dolls, did they? They think you were a sissy. They called them action figures. Action figures. And I thought, I'm gonna get one. And I remember when I was working at this one company called Sky in England, my audio engineer, he got one. He was from New Zealand, but he was working in London. And he got one, and he showed it to me, and I was like, oh, this is so fucking cool. And so I thought, I'm going to get one. So I saw one, And this was just yesterday. I saw it on eBay, and I thought, I'm going to get it. And no one was even fucking watching it. Like, and I thought, I'm going to get it really cheap as well. And I thought, and which is rare. Because I noticed with eBay, things are really expensive. Or then the next time you can find something, it's really cheap. It just depends how someone's listed, if they've done a good job or whatnot. And I watched it. I put the watch on it. And I thought, I'm going to fucking win this. And then later on in the day, I was checking, and it was still, nobody was watching it, and it was really cheap, and I thought, I'm going to fucking get this, I'm going to get this, and I don't collect things, I'm not one of those people, you know, I've got every Star Wars figure, you know, from the first movie to the end, pristine condition, they've never been opened, nothing, I'm not a collector, but I just had this urge, you know, I'm going to get this, I'm going to put it on my fucking desk, or on my shelf, $6 million man in his, you know, in his red, he's got his red track suit on, he's got his red running shoes, he's got his artificial eye that you can look out of, he's got, you can roll up his skin, and it's got, you know, like the, you can see the computer chip, because, you know, he's $6 million man, and then, it comes with an engine block, because he, I never saw him lift an engine ever, an engine block in the movie. I mean, in the TV series, but, you know, it comes with an engine block that he can lift it. And it's just, it's pretty fucking cool. And I thought, I'm going to get it. So eBay, they start sending me emails like fucking, you know, 4 hours. They sent me an email like 4 hours. It's ending soon. Put in your bid. Okay. So, and then you click on it, you go, fuck, it's ending soon. That's not ending soon, it's ending in 4 fucking hours. And then they send me another one. It's ending soon, you better put in your bed. You look, it's like 3 fucking hours. And then they send me another one. It's like fucking 2. And then you're, yeah, fuck you, YouTube. And then you sort of ignore it. That is the last fucking warning they send. And then I forgot about it. I was working on something. I was working on this special project that you guys all know that I'm doing that is top secret. And they don't send me another one. And then I fucking miss the bid. And then I go to YouTube. And this guy, some fucking joker, won it for next to nothing. So I'm thinking to myself, eBay, why don't you get your shit together and stop fucking sending me, like, messages reminding me 4 hours before. Because, I mean, the thing with eBay is you don't make a fucking bid. You sit there and you fucking wait. And you just sit there and you pretend that no one sees it and that no one's there, and then just with like 10 seconds left you fucking bid on it. They call it sniping, I think. You snipe it and you get a real good deal. But fucking eBay, it's like they don't fucking remind me again. Not one reminder. Even like, it would have been nice if they sent me 5 minutes before, you know, debug the fucking get this now, it's ending in 5 minutes. Nothing. So I miss it, and some joker who's probably not even a fucking Steve Austin $6 million man fan got it for next to nothing, so it's sitting on his fucking shelf. And I was, oh, I wrecked my day. I was in a bad mood over it. So I don't know, am I doing something wrong? Is there something in the settings? I don't know. But I felt like phoning eBay. But then, you know, some Filipino's going to answer who fucking makes like $3 a day. And she's just going to fucking say, no, sir, I don't know what you're talking about. So any advice you can give me, I'd be grateful. Because that really wrecked my Sunday. I was in a fucking bad mood. Because I'd already had the place cleared for this $6 million man doll. Well, action figure. Let's get that straight, is an action figure. But I didn't get it. So now the next time I'll be listed, it'll probably be a fucking fortune or something. You know, that and Planet of the Apes. I want to get like a Planet of the Apes doll. But I'm fucking giving up now, because you got to sit there and you got to fucking watch it constantly. And I mean, who has that time to just sit there and stare at the screen? So onwards and upwards, we did a Q&A on Sunday on Discord. A live Q&A with yours truly. And I thought it went pretty good. It was pretty fun. I always love it. I always love getting together with everybody and shooting the shit and just being silly. Because that's what it's about. I mean, it's not planned. People ask me questions. And I just, like, sit there and be silly, really. Be an idiot, which is what I'm good at. Although sometimes I feel, because it's really weird. There's lots of new members. There's lots of old. But then sometimes I feel like I'm one of those guys that tell the same story. Like, I'll say, you want to hear a story? And everybody go, yeah. And then they've all heard that story before, and I think, fuck, I got to plan some new stories. You know, like your fucking grandfather or something telling you the same stories and stuff. Yeah, yeah, we remember where you pulled off the guy's leg and beat him up, and yeah. But it was still fun. Lots of fun, you know, familiar people there and stuff, and it's one of the parts that I love about being on Patreon is the live Discord chats. Except for the only thing is that I think it's because everybody's in America mostly. Every time I fucking show up, I get a message come up. It's quiet right now. Why don't you come back later? And I think, fuck, it's always quiet when I show up. And then I always receive these messages where it's like kicking and everybody's chatting and everything. And I wasn't there. I sort of feel like one of those guys that fucking, you know, he shows up and everybody leaves. Oh, that bug's here. Let's come back later when he's gone. So I gotta plan it. I gotta set my alarm to learn to show up, or set up another account under a different name or something, so people don't leave. Maybe I'm boring people with the same old stories. Yeah, that bug. Okay, you ended up in jail. You beat a guy with his artificial leg. Good one. Yeah, sure. Okay, let's go. But it was good fun. A good time had by all, and hopefully you can join us on the next Q&A. Now, I'm not sure if any of you guys are sports enthusiasts. Me, my game is hockey. But, you know, I'm in England. And it's football here, or soccer. And I'm not sure if anybody's been watching the news, but England got their ass kicked by Italy. Literally. And, you know, I'm in England. So, I mean, I want to be patriotic. All my friends are English, and, you know, they love it. They're all building it up. They're all, you know, it's coming home. It's coming. Football's coming home. And in their minds, they'd already fucking won it. I wasn't convinced. Because in the game that they played against Denmark, I thought they cheated. That's only my personal opinion. I thought one of the guys, you know, pretended that he'd been kicked over and, you know, he took a fall. That seems to be a big thing in football, you know, faking that you're hurt. You don't do that in hockey, you know, or at least when I played. That's not very manly, but they love to fucking do it over here. Fake that they're hurt, and he drew a penalty, and they won on a penalty kick. And then they advanced to the finals. This is England I'm talking about. So they thought that we're going to fucking win, and the Italians, it was a good game. It was an exciting game. And, you know, like I said, I want them to win because of patriotism and that, but I'll tell you what. England are bad fucking losers. Not all of them, but they're bad. They fucking beaten. They beat up the other team's fans. And you see on the fucking news, there's like six of them fucking beating up one guy. To me, it's not very manly. I don't like numbers like that. You know, you want to fight me? One-on-one. This 6-1. And the funny thing is these guys, they're not fucking young that were doing it. They're not like fucking 21-year-old guys. They're like fucking, they look like they're married. They're like in their early 40s, late 30s. It's like, haven't you grown out of that shit? I mean, you're fucking going to a football game and you fucking just six of you attacking one guy. It's just a fucking mess. And then there were riots afterwards. And then I read this one story where this family were wearing jerseys from Denmark, from one of the opposing teams, and the English fans came onto the bus. They spotted them. They came onto the bus and they beat the father up in front of the kid and the mother. And to me, shit like that, that's not sports. I mean, fuck, I don't know. When I was in Canada and the States, and we go to hockey games and stuff like that, you know, my friend would support like New York, and I would support Boston, and we'd go to the same game. I'd be wearing my Boston jersey, he'd be wearing his New York jersey. No one would be beating each other up. No one would even be saying any bad things, just some friendly jokes back and forth. But you wouldn't do that in England. You'd get your fucking head kicked in. So England lost, and it was kind of funny because England's sort of theme song is like, it's coming home, it's coming, football's coming home. And the whole time, you know, you would see on the street, I'd be walking down the street and there'd be fucking drunk English people going, it's coming home, football's coming home. And it's like 10 o'clock in the morning and they're out fucking drinking beer and they're already drunk. And I'm thinking, fuck, it's 2 weeks till the finals and you guys are already fucking predicting you're going to win. You haven't won since 1966. And even the prime minister, you know, even the fucking prime minister, it's coming home, it's coming home. And then you get to the point where you stop wanting them to win. You think, fuck that, I want you to fucking lose because you're being too predictive here. And the funny thing is that when they lost on overtime kicks. You know, like the game was tied, it was tied. And that's kind of like in hockey, the equivalent is a shootout. That's what they did in the football. And the fucking English players, they fucking sucked. There were these three black guys. They fucking suck so bad. I could have scored. It was so fucking bad. And it's funny because then the English have all turned on them and they're all being racist against them, calling them stupid, you know, the N-words and stuff. And it's like, typical of these sort of fans. They love you when you're fucking winning, but as soon as you don't perform right, they're calling them the N-word and stuff. And it's just messy. It got really messy. So, but I was fucking glad it was over, because I think the only thing worse than them losing is if they'd won it. There would have been fucking riots everywhere. It's just fucking, you know, they're pushing over cars and everything else. And I just can't fucking stand that sort of nationalism. You know what I mean? Is the only word for it is that fucking nationalism, where they get too over the top, where, you know, we're English, fuck everybody else. And that's not everybody. You know, I'm not painting everybody with the same brush, but there's a certain contingency of fans. So, but it was fun to watch. It was one of the best games I ever saw. I was on the edge of my seat. Really good. You know, I'm not even a football fan. I mean, to be honest with you, when I was a kid in Canada, soccer was kind of like a girl sport. You know, it was like, if you couldn't check someone or punch them in the head, then it wasn't a sport that I wanted to play as a kid. You know, I mean, now I have more of an appreciation. But when I was a kid, we just said sissies played it. That was our sort of thing. You know, you want to play soccer? Oh, fuck that. Even hockey, even in school, we played like hockey in the gym. You know, we could check each other and hammer each other and get into fights and everything. It was fun. But then the girls played soccer. We played hockey. That was the rule. You know, now I know that my view was sort of a miseducated, that it's a sort of a worldly sport. But at that time, you know, let's face it, I was in a band and we were singing, "If she don't spread her legs, I'm going to bust her face." So there was a lot of testosterone going on back then. So I couldn't make a level-headed opinion without my balls getting in the way. Although saying all that, you have to be a lot fitter, in better shape to play football or soccer. Because, you know, when we played hockey, I mean, we fucking get tanked up beforehand. And half the time, I was more interested in just going and knocking someone's teeth out than actually playing a game. You know, we'd fucking lose. We were like, who gives a fuck? We got into some fights. It was good. It was good fun. So, no, but yeah, the times that I played soccer, holy fuck, man. I had to lay in bed for 2 days afterwards. I was so out of shape. You definitely can't have a few beers before you play soccer. Ah, those were the good old days, weren't they? Playing sport for fellowship and exercise. Not anymore. So, as I mentioned at the top of the show, I got a special project coming up. I'm not going to divulge yet what that special project is, but someone's manager has come to me and said that their clients are big fans of my channel and they want me to do something for them. Do whatever I want. That's what I said. I said, what do you want me to do? Whatever you want. You're artistically in charge of this project. And the good thing is these aren't YouTubers. These are like worldwide celebrities. But I'm going to debut it on Patreon for you guys. It's going to be happening right fucking here. And, I can't say anything right yet because I signed the document and all saying that, you know, don't say anything. But it's going to happen right here and you're going to see, and I'll give you some little hints closer by. And that's all coming up. So I guess that's about it for this episode of Getting to Know the Dead. And I will see you guys next time. And you have a great week. And this is Dead Bug saying adios.